It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Lakeview High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We've got boys basketball for you tonight. The Lacaparra Valley Eagles taking on the Lakeview Lakers. The game time's been moved up for varsity boys because it's a boy-girl doubleheader here in Lakeview tonight. After this game here, the Lakeview girls will be hosting Tracy Milroy Ballaton. So, that's why we're broadcasting at quarter to six here at Lacaparra Valley Basketball. Let's go through the State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight for the Lacaparra Valley Eagles. They come in with a record of one win and 19 losses. Their starting five is Thomas Emmis, point guard, 5'11 junior. Grant Bierke. Grant wears number two. He's a point guard, 6'1 junior. Number 10 is Tanner Tilbury. Tanner's a forward, 6'4 sophomore. Number 11, a 6'3 senior guard, Nolan Smith. Number 15, a freshman, 6'1 guard, Griffin Kranz. And your head coach is Joel Voorhees, assisted by John Redepenny and Bentley Boyd. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Coach Voorhees and the Eagles. For the Lakers, they come in with a record of 7 wins and 12 losses. Their starting five is a 5'10 junior guard, Kyler Sorbo. He wears number 0. I always say that's my favorite number. Number 2, Ian Taylor, a 5'10 senior guard. Number 3, Braylon Breifogel, 6'1 senior guard. Number 4, Trevor Cusper, 6'2 senior forward. Number 5, Nash Bigler. Bigler's a 6'4 sophomore guard. And number 32, a 6'5 senior post player, Cody Helmke. The Lakers are coached by Jared Kevney and assisted by Tyler Danielson and Caleb Thurmer. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Well, the format's a little different tonight. We had a C-Squad game. Lacaparra Valley C-Squad won 49-38. Easton Fernald, the ninth grader, Easton led the C-Squad with 22 points tonight. That game was played in the main gym here. Lacaparra Valley JV game, they'll play after this game in the auxiliary gym here at Lakeview. So there is a lot of activity here at Lakeview High School tonight, that's for sure. And a lot of people at Wyoming Junior High girls basketball here. They're doing a big fundraiser in the commons area. And just a lot of stuff happening here at Lakeview High School. We'll go through this other games tonight in the Camden Conference here in a little bit. But that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a couple minutes with the opening tip-off between Lacaparra Valley and the Lakeview Lakers. After this word from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purist team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purist and apply online at puristfoods.com. Purist, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
Friday night, Q92 Sports has Team United Wrestling. That's right, I'll be over in Canby with Danny Lee as Team United takes on the Canby Lancers, state rank Lancers, in a dual meet. First match, 7 o'clock, right here on Q92. Tune in Friday, 7 o'clock, Team United and Canby. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join Dede Schomer and me Saturday morning for Section Dance from Montevideo High School. We'll be on the air at 11:30 Saturday morning. We'll be following the Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team, the defending section champions. See if they can make it to the state once again. That's Saturday, Section Dance, 11:30 right here on Q92.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lakeview High School. The national anthem has been played, and we are about ready for boys basketball. The Lacaparral Valley Eagles and the Lakeview Lakers here tonight. Got some other games going on in the Camden Conference, just a couple games. Dawson Boyd, they're at Renville County West tonight. Blackjacks are 15-3 on the season. Renville County West 13-5, so that should be a pretty good game. Blackjacks back in the top 10 in the polls. Another game is YME is at Wabasso. Wabasso 18-2 on the season. Girls basketball, Lacaparral Valley. Girls, they're hosting Central Minnesota Christian tonight. The Blue Jays are state ranked at number 6. Dawson Boyd girls. Dawson Boyd girls are at Ortonville tonight. Ortonville still looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-21. Renville County West is at Canby. Tracy Melroy Ballaton at Lakeview. Also in girls basketball tonight, McCray is at KMS. That should be a good game. McCray 12-7. KMS 19-4. And Minneota Vikings, they're hosting Yellow Medicine East tonight in girls basketball. So that's what's happening on this Thursday night. And of course, tomorrow night, I'll be in Canby. Dick Newman, I'm filling in for Dick Newman tomorrow night. Going to do one of my first wrestling matches in a long, long time with Danny Lee. It's Team United at Canby, 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on Q92. And of course, Saturday is Section Dance at noon in Montevideo. See what top three dance teams in the section will make it to the state dance tournament next week. And that's always a fun event. Packed house in Montevideo on Saturday. Saturday, we'll be there broadcasting. My broadcast partner, Dede Schomer, and I will be at 11:30 with the pregame show on Saturday morning. All right, the introductions have been made. The national anthem played, and we are ready for basketball here tonight. If the Eagles can pick up a win. I am courtside. I am just a couple feet from head coach Joel Voorhees. We'll probably hear Joel in the background here. That's how close we are. Right on the gym floor. That's where I like to broadcast from. Glad you're with us on Q92. Here we go. Jumping center is Tanner Tilbury for the Eagles. And the Eagles get the possession to start the ball game. Nolan Smith couldn't handle the pass. Now, there goes the Eagles go to the basket, and it's blocked, and it's picked up there by Breifogel. Breifogel, you'll hear his name a lot. The Lakeview Lakers in their dark blue uniforms. Here's a three-pointer. Good by Breifogel. I said you'll hear his name a lot. Good football player, too, Breifogel. And we're underway with a 3-0 lead for the Lakeview Lakers.
Look at him.
Kranz, the ninth grader, getting a start here and throws across court and is picked off by a Laker, and he goes in for an easy layup. That's Tuchberg with the basket. And it's a 5-0 lead, Lakeview. Thomas Emmis with the basketball at the top of the key. To Bierke, number two. And Grant drives baseline, pulls up for a jumper. Good. Grant Bierke with a short baseline jumper. And the Eagles get on the board. Down 5-2 to the Lakeview Lakers. Just underway here at Lakeview High School. Good crowd on hand. There's a shot in the paint there by Breifogel. No good. Picked up by Thomas Emmis. And Emmis got poked in the eye as he's dribbling the ball down the floor. Now over to Tilbury, the sophomore. Stops his dribble. Looks inside to Kranz down on the baseline. Griffin dribbles out of there. Eagles down 5-2. They kick it to Emmis. In the corner, here's a three-pointer by Nolan Smith, and that hits the side of the rim, and then it went out of bounds. And the Lakeview Lakers will get the ball. Well, I'm not going to be able to do any other game updates for you because, well, we started about an hour and a half earlier than the other games. Lakeview with the ball. Breifogel drives to the basket. Blocked by Nolan Smith. Good defense by Nolan Smith. Smith's going to take it down to Bierke for three. Hit the rim, off the rim, no good. Smith going for the rebound, and it's picked up by number 15, Griffin Kranz. Kranz with a nice move to the basket. Good effort there between Smith and Kranz, and it's 5-4. Lakeview, Coach George Voorhees, pumped up. There's a steal. Here's Thomas Emmis. Going in for the layup, and the Eagles grab the lead. Thomas Emmis with the basket, and it's 6-5. Shot put up, a three-pointer in the corner by Bigler. Bigler hits a three in the corner, and it's 8-6. The Lakers regain the lead. There's Griffin. The ninth grader goes to the basket. Good defense by the Lakers. Push him out. We're going to have a travel as Grant Bierke picked up the loose ball and took a step. Turnover there by the Eagles. 8-6. 8-6. Lakers. Played about 3 minutes of the game here. Camden Conference matchup here. Section game. The Lakers go down low to a big number 32. Helmke, he missed the shot, and it's rebounded there by Tilbury. Here's Thomas Emmis. Number one drops it off to Tilbury. Tilbury behind the back, drives baseline, goes underneath the basket, and puts it up and in. What an athletic move there by Tanner Tilbury of the Eagles. And the Eagles have tied it up 8-8. Lakeview drives to the paint. That's Taylor, and he missed the layup, and they've got a foul on the Eagle. Paul Ramo here at Lakeview High School. If you're wondering, why are we playing at before 6 o'clock? Well, it's a boy-girl doubleheader here in Lakeview. Girls will play after this. The free throw by number 32 is up and in. And that's Helmke. Second free throw is no good. And it's a 9-8 lead. And now we got a carry called on Bierke. Grant Bierke called for a carry as he's dribbling the ball across the timeline. And here the Lakers have the possession and the lead. Oh, it's stolen by Griffin. Griffin Kranz goes in for the layup, and it's blocked or fouled by Helke. What a play by Griffin Kranz. The 6'1" freshman stole the ball, went all the way down the floor, and then Helke's 6'5". He's a football player. He fouled Kranz going in for the layup. And Griffin can tie the ball game up here with a free throw. He gets the basketball from the referee. And Griffin's free throw's up and good. Three points for Kranz. Grant Bierke comes out and in for Lacapau Valley's Gavin Tapp. Basto, a sophomore. Cram's second free throw, nothing but net.
There we go.
4 points, and the Eagles have a 10-9 lead to start the game here against the Lakeview Lakers. And Breifogel over to Tuffert. Here's Breifogel, drives baseline, puts up a one-handed shot on the baseline, no good. Helmke with the rebound and pullback. Helmke gets the rebound and putback. He's got three. And it's Lakeview Lakers back and forth to go with the lead changes here. Lakeview leads 11-10 right now. Rockefeller Valley running their offense. Thomas Emmett. Crossover dribble. Top of the key there to Tasto. Back to Thomas. Emmett looks inside. Nothing there. Here's Smith. Gets it down low to Tilbury. Tilbury, nice move. And uses his left hand and scores. What a play by Tanner Tilbury down low. And Lakeview's calling a timeout. And the Eagles have a 12-11 lead with 13:08 to play in the first half. Quick start to the ball game for the Eagles. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Eagle basketball right after this.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Lakeview. Timeout's over by the Lakers. And as we come out of timeout, Braylon Breifogel from the top of the key hits his second three-pointer here in the first half, and Lakeview retakes the lead 14-12.
Make a move, yeah.
Tilbury down low. Down to Emmett. At beyond the three-pointer, Thomas drives to the basket, pulls it back out. Good ball handler, Emmett is. Smith, here's Tasto for three! Tasto Gavin hits a three-pointer for Lacapal Valley and puts the Eagles back up on top, 15-14. Eagles playing good defense here against Lakeview. Lakeview averages about 65 points a game. Lakeview passing the ball around the perimeter. Breifogel. Now to Taylor. Taylor drives and Nolan Smith knocked the ball out of his hands, and they're going to keep the possession. Lakeview. Smith and Thomas Evans double team the Laker and force them to lose the ball. Now they lob it in to number 42. Jackson Stobbs in. Here's a long three-pointer by Lakeview off the back rim. Lakeview keeps the ball. In the corner they go. Breifogel. Good defense by the Eagles. Listen to the Eagle fans sitting behind me. They're getting fired up. Breifogel's going to put up a long shot. No good. Goes off the rim and goes out of bounds. It's Eagle ball. Good defense by Lacapal Valley there. Eagles moving their feet here in the first half. Coach Joel Voorhees right in front of me. 15-14, the Eagles lead by a point. Tilbury in the paint, turnaround shot, good! Tanner Tilbury has 6 points here in the first half. It's 17-14. Oh, Smith steals the ball. Good quick answer by Nolan. Oh, now he's going to be called for carrying the ball. Second time, that referee is called a carry. Turnover there by the Eagles, so Lakeview will get the ball underneath their own basket. 17-14, Eagles lead by three. With 11-12 to play in the first half, Breifogel will get the ball underneath the Lakeview basket. Looking to inbound, it does, gets it back to Breifogel. Top of the key to Sorbo. Breifogel kicks it in the corner. Now Breifogel, top of the key, crossover dribble, goes to the basket, and he's fouled. Rife will go a quick crossover dribble to the basket, fouls, and foul Pasco with his first personal foul. And that'll put number three, Braylon Breifogel, the free throw line. What a football player he is. I did a couple Lakeview games this year, and he's quite the football player. Free throw's good by Breifogel. He's got seven. He's hit two threes here in the first half. 17-15, Eagles lead. Second free throw by Breifogel. That's good. And Breifogel with eight. And it's a one-point lead for Lacapral Valley. And Griffin Kranz drives baseline. Oh, he lost the ball. And I don't know if he was trying to pass to somebody or what, or the ball just went out of his hands. But that's a turnover for Lacapral Valley. Now the Lakers can take the lead with a basket here. Cody Helmke with the ball to Tusberg. And the Lakers throw the ball away. And the Eagles will get the possession with their one-point lead. Grant Bierke will come back into the game for Griffin Kranz. And a one-point lead for Lacapral Valley, and they have the possession. 17-16, Eagles lead. Eagles, oh, nice pass to Tilbury. Tilbury scores again. 8 points for Tilbury. And what a nice pass there by number 24, Aaron Bond. Aaron Bond with a beautiful assist to Tilbury. Lakeview puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded there by the Eagles, Pasco. Pasco to Tilbury, top of the key. Banner goes to the basket. No, he kicks it back out to Pasco. Pasco, nice move, goes to the basket, and he's fouled. Nice move by number five, Gavin Pasco, the sophomore.
Tilbury, how you doing?
Eagles are playing good. Number 24, Aaron Bond, a ninth grader, has come into the game. Boy, that was a nice pass by Bond to Tilbury. And the free throw is no good by Tasto. 19-16, the Eagles lead by three with exactly 10 minutes on the clock here in the first half. Second free throw rolls around and out. Breifogel with the board. Breifogel, top of the key to the right wing, they go. Eagles with that three-point lead. They go down low, knocked away by Tilbury. Banner with the ball. He crashes into Breifogel and have a foul on Breifogel. And Braylon's not happy with that call at midcourt. And the Eagles will get the ball on their side court here. Nash Bigler comes in for Lakeview. 19-16, Eagles by three here at Lakeview High School tonight. We've got an early start because of a girl-boy doubleheader. The Lakeview girls will play after this against Tracy Norway Bellison. Bierke for a good three, and that's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lakeview. Rifle goes quickly up the floor. Down to number 32, Helmke. And Helmke, the big guy, gets the basket. And it's a one-point lead now for Lacapral Valley, 19-18, with 9:15 to go in the first half. Tilbury working against Helmke, throws it in the corner. Three-pointer, no good, rebounded by the Lakers. That three-pointer was taken by Nolan Smith, deep in the corner. Lakeview with the possession. Three-point shot on its way by Bigler, no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Sorbo. Lakeview, another three from the corner is good by guess who? Breifogel. That's his third three-pointer here in the first half, and Lakeview's calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break with 8:49 to play. Lakeview now has the lead, 21-19 on the Eagles. We'll be back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lakeview leading Lacrosse Valley 21-19. Lakeview trying to get the ball. No, the ball's stolen. Nice steal by Aaron Vaughn, the ninth grader. And he tried to throw it down to Bjerke. He tipped away. Oh, his last touch by the Eagles. So Lakeview's going to get the ball. Good hustle there by Vaughn. Aaron Vaughn of Lacrosse Valley. But the Lakeview Lakers will bring the ball the full length of the court. A little pressure put on here now. Full court pressure by Lacrosse Valley, down 21-19. Lakeview's trying to get it across half court, and they do. Now they go to the basket. Blocked from behind by Tastel. Tilbury on the move for Lacrosse Valley. The Eagles need a basket here. Oh, the ball goes off Griffin Kranz. Ball's at midcourt. We should have a travel, no whistle. Now Kranz fighting for the ball. Ball still loose. And out of bounds on Lakeview, right in front of me here. And 21-19. Boy, Coach Joel Voorhees talking to the ref right in front of me here. Hey, I should give him a headset, see what he says. Elke, the Lakeview Laker, dove for the ball at midcourt. I thought there should be a travel. There wasn't. And that's what Joel's talking to the referee about. Should have been a travel there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The Eagles get the ball. They're down 21-19. Bjerke stops his dribble, looking and now over to Bond. Bond Bass, nice pass to Bjerke. Grant scores! Oh, what a play by Aaron. What an assist by Bond. And it's 21-21, folks. Eagles and the Lakers. Good first half of basketball. Here between Dalla Ball, stolen by Tilbury. He's going to go coast to coast. Lays it up left-handed, no good. Ball's loose, and Lakeview gets the ball. There, we're going the other way, and now Aaron Bond will pick up a ball, I believe. Boy, it's a track meet right now, up and down the floor. 21-21, 7 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Eagles get the ball at midcourt. They inbound it. Here's Taylor, Ian Taylor. Now down to Breifogel. Puts up a one-handed shot and scores again. Breifogel with 13 points here in the first half. He's their go-to guy. Good athlete, good ball player. Vaughn. Aaron stops the dribble. He needs help. He's looking to pass, and now he gets it to Griffin Johnson, or Griffin Kranz. Those are two ninth graders on the floor right now for the Eagles, Vaughn and Kranz. And Bond underhands it, no good. And Helke throws it off Aaron's body, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lakeview ball. Other games tonight, Dawson Boyd's on the road. This is going to be a good one. Dawson Boyd's in Renville tonight. Blackjacks with a 15-3 record. RCW 13-5. Can't give you an update because it's another, hour. Another hour and a half before they start. We'll be done playing by then. Lakeview down the floor, and they turn the ball over. Here's Griffin Kranz. Kranz in the corner to Nolan Smith. Top of the key to Tastel for three. Oh, the ball was in the cylinder, and it popped out. That ball rolled around, looked like it was going to go, and it didn't. Lakeview down to Helpke underneath, and he's fouled by Tastel. This Cody Helmke, 6'5" post player. He's football-sized player. Helmke at the line. He'll shoot two as he was in the act of shooting. Lakeview with their two-point lead. Now a three-point lead. Substitutes come in for the Eagles. Thomas Emmis back into the game. And Tilbury back in for Lacrosse Valley. Helmke will get a second free throw here. And it banks it in. He banked that one in. And it's a four-point lead for Lakeview. 25-21. Eagles with the basketball. Kranz looking to go to the basket. Kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas into Tilbury. He lost the ball. Ball's loose. Fumble on the floor. We got a quick timeout by Coach Joe Moore. He's right in front of me. So they won't lose the ball. We'll take a commercial break with 5:49 to play. Lakeview 25, Lockport Valley 21. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Somebody must have paid them to do that. Paul Ramo back here in Lakeview. 25-21 Lakeview leading Lockapaw Valley. Thomas Emmis. Here's Kranz, top of the key, down to Tilbury. Tanner goes to the basket. Good defense by Helmke. Now here's Smith for three, and we got a whistle. Oh, we're going to have a traveling call. Did they call a travel on Smith, I think? 25-21, four-point lead. 5:35 to play in the first half. Lakers with the ball in their four-point lead. Bartness into the game. He's got the ball right now, and he throws it inside to Tusford. Shot up, no good. Rebound help. Blocked by Tilbury. What a nice block by Tanner. Eagles on the move. Kranz going to go to the basket. Throws it up. No whistle. And Lakeview gets the ball as Kranz crashes to the floor. Lakeview down to Helmke, shot up, and rolls off. He's fouled. Helmke. We'll go back to the free throw line. He's been at the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 at the line. He's got 7 points for Lakeview. We're under 5 minutes to go in the first half, and Helmke's free throw is good. He's scored 4 of his 8 points from the free throw line. 26-21. Helmke, number 32 for Lakeview at the free throw line. The free throw's off the back iron. No good. There's Tanner with a nice rebound. Tilbury pulls it down for Lockapaw Valley. Here's Thomas Emmett. Eagles down by 5. This might be the biggest lead for either team right now. That's how close the first half has been. Eagles, Bond, Emmett, Thomas puts up a shot. It's a three-pointer. That's off the rim. Tilbury with the rebound and put back. Emmis shoots a three, missed. Tilbury with the rebound. Tanner with 10 points. And it's 26-23, Lakeview. And now the ball. Thomas Emmis tips the ball away. Here's Griffin Kranz. Now to Tilbury. Tilbury, spin move, goes to the basket. Oh, he couldn't finish it. Nice move by Tilbury, just couldn't finish it. Eagles down by 3. They're in a zone defense, Eagles are. Taylor. Breifogel tries to the basket. Blocked by Tilbury. Here's Thomas Emmis going in. And oh, he loses the ball to Lakeview's Ian Taylor. And now Thomas gets the ball back. Look at the hustle for Thomas. He's laying on the ball. We got a jump ball. Good hustle there by Thomas Emmis of the Eagles. My goodness. And he gets up with a big smile on his face, Thomas Emmis. He had the ball underneath his back. It kind of arched his back, and the ball was underneath there. 26-23 Lakeview, and they get through the ball in from the midcourt. Breifogel stops his dribble. Over to Bigler. Down on the baseline. Double team. Good. Now Emmis with the steal again. Here's Emmis and Bond. Emmis goes in. Can't finish it. Kranz with the rebound and put back. Griffin Kranz with the rebound. And, folks, it's a one-point lead for Lakeview. Bit of a run here for Lockapaw Valley since they switched into their zone defense, giving the Lakeview Lakers some trouble. They go in, put up a shot, no good. Rebound, pulled out by Lakeview. Reifogel, underneath the... Oh, they can't stop that with Helmke. 10 points for Helmke. 28-25. Acapulco Valley with the basketball. 2:50 to play in the first half. Tanner drives baseline, kicks it out, and it's picked off. Stolen by Lakeview's number four, Cusberg. Now Lakeview with their three-point lead. Good defense there by Krantz. Emmett Fleck crashes into the board right in front of me here. Here's a three-pointer in the corner. No good. We got bodies flying all over the place. Finally a whistle. Getting a little physical right now. Ball's going to be long with, looks like the Eagles. Bierke comes in. Grant Bierke comes in for Vaughn. 28-25, Lakeview leading La Caparo Valley. Paul Ramo here in Lakeview tonight. Boys varsity basketball. We started at 6:45 because the Lakeview Laker girls will play after this game here. Oh, Thomas loses the ball. Ian Taylor going in for an easy layup for Lakeview. That's his first basket. Thomas Emmis just lost the handle on the ball. He's just dribbling it. Now Kranz, and we're going to have a foul on number 10. Trevor Barton is his first. 30-25 Lakeview.
Look at him.
2 minutes to go. 2 minutes right now.
Good luck.
Here's Emmis with a shot. It's a three-pointer by Thomas Emmis. He's got five. Big three-pointer there. The Eagles needed that one badly. Down by two now, 30-28 to Lakeview. Breifogel goes down low to Helmke, and there's an easy basket. No, that's not Helmke. That's number 42 stop. His first basket. Got a collision at midcourt. Thomas Emmis runs into Taylor. I tell you, Thomas Emmis, his motor's going 100 miles an hour right now. 32-28 Lakeview. Here's Bierke with the basketball. Grant drives. Stops the dribble over to Thomas. Thomas back to Krantz. Krantz goes to the basket, finds an opening, puts it up, and he's fouled as Krantz hits the floor again. Foul on Lakeview with 1:22 to play. And number 15, Griffin Krantz, 6 points here in the first half. He's at the free throw line. And the free throw's up, and it's good by Griffin. 7 points. Second free throw coming here from Kranz on its way, and that's no good. We got a whistle. And Lakeview Laker must have stepped in the lane or something. Anyway, Griffin's going to get another free throw here. On its way, good by Kranz.
Here we go.
Griffin with eight.
Give him pressure.
You need to stop here, down 32-30. With 1:10 to play, Lakers with basketball. Sorbo over to Breifogel. Smith guarding Breifogel. Now they pass it in the corner. Top of the key. Oh, Thomas almost stole the ball there. And they throw the shot. Shot clock was down six. Picked up by the Eagles. Here's Tilbury. Tilbury's going to go into the basket, lays it up, and an offensive charge called on Tanner Tilbury. As there's three bodies on the floor, Tanner was thinking about dishing it off, but he took it himself, and the Laker took a charge. Two-point lead for the Lakeview Lakers. Oh, and then Thomas Emmis with a reach-in foul on Ian Taylor. 39 seconds to play in the first half. Two-point lead for the Lakeview Lakers, 32-30. And number two for Lakeview, a senior, Ian Taylor, at the free throw line.
See you
Taylor gets the ball from the referee. Taking his time here. Free throw's good. Good. He's got three. He'll get a second free throw here. Coming up at halftime, Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We won't have any scores to pass along. Second free throw. And that's off the back iron. No good. Ball's tipped, and the Lakers keep the ball. They keep the possession. They'll pull it out with 14 seconds on the shot clock, 29 seconds on the clock. Breifogel's going to go to the basket. There he goes. Kisses it off the glass. No good. And we got a foul as Elmke is over the back of Griffin Kranz. So we're going to go walk down to the other end, and Kranz will go to the free throw line for Lacaparo Valley. Griffin on the first half here, he's got 8 points. Tilbury with 10. Free throws are important down the stretch here, especially in a close game. It's a three-point lead for Lakeview, 33-30. And Kranz's free throw is nothing but net for the ninth grader. And it's 33-31.
Right.
Second free throw on its way. And that's good by Kranz. So Kranz and Tilbury with 10 points each for the Eagles. 17 seconds to go. It's 33-32. And they're done. Trapping here. Now a timeout by Lakeview. Good defense by Thomas Emmons and Grant Fierke right in front of me here. I could have slapped the ball out of his hands. But good defense by Fierke and Emmons. Forcing a timeout by the Lakeview coach. 33-32, 1 point lead for Lakeview. We'll keep it right here with just 11 seconds to play. C squad tonight, Lacaparo Valley C squad won 49-38 over Lakeview. The C squad, Lacaparo Eagles C squad, was led by Easton Fernald. Fernald's had a great game, 22 points for Fernald. Timeout's over. Lakeview will get the ball right in front of me as I'm broadcasting courtside here. Well, Lakeview's got 11 seconds to work with. They have a one-point lead. Cusberg gets the ball, inbounds it. There to Ian Taylor. Clock running, 8 seconds. Three-pointer by Breifogel. No good. Goes in the corner, and they throw it off Thomas Emmons. Ooh, Thomas is hurt. Wasn't intentional, but Lakeview Laker was trying to, Ian Taylor was trying to throw the basketball off Thomas, and it caught him. And he's going to come out of the game. Coach Dovor, he's out there. And it looks like Thomas is going to be all right as he sits to my left here. All right, 3 seconds to go. Lakeview will get the ball on their side of the court. 3.5. And they inbound it to the big guy. And here's Breifogel, top of the key. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Missed it. And the Lakeview Lakers will go in with a one-point lead at the half. 33-32. Lakeview leading Lacaparo Valley at the half. We'll take a couple-minute break. And we'll come back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota. City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. On the inside of her.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, broadcasting from Lakeview High School tonight. And if you're wondering why I'm on the air already, well, it's a boy, girl. There's a lot of things happening here at Lakeview High School tonight. The C squad actually played before the varsity boys here. In the other gym, they're doing JV, girls and boys. The Lakeview girls will actually play after the varsity boys here. But Lakeview girls, they'll be playing Tracy Milroy Ballaton coming up next. We won't be broadcasting that, of course, but that's why the boys' game got started at 6:45 tonight. Good first half of basketball for both these teams. As I mentioned, Occoquan Valley with just one win on the season. They're 1-19, Lakeview 7-12, and Lakeview leads at halftime 33-32. Let's go through the scoring here in the first half. Braylon Breifogel leads the Lakers in scoring with 13. Tusberg with 2. Bigler with a 3-pointer. Cole Hemke, their post player, with 10 points. And Ian Taylor with 3. And Jackson Staub off the bench with 2 for Lakeview. For La Caparo Valley, you've got 5 players in the scoring column. Grant Birkey with 4 points. Gavin Tasto off the bench. Gavin hit a 3-pointer. Thomas Emmis with 5 points. And your leading scorers for La Caparo Valley, Tanner Tilbury with 10, and Griffin Kranz with 10. Griffin has 6 points. 6 of the 10 points for Kranz is from the free throw line. So that's where we're at halftime, 33-32, Lakeview leading La Caparo Valley. As I mentioned, the La Caparo JV team, they will play in the auxiliary gym after this game tonight here in Lakeview. The C squad already completed their game earlier today. La Caparo Valley C squad beat Lakeview 49-38. Easton Fernals, the freshman on the C squad, led the Eagles with 22 points. I have no games to update with you because most of the games haven't started yet. So we'll bypass that. We'll just tell you a couple games in boys basketball. Dawson Boyd is at Renville County West tonight. Yellow Medicine East is at Wabasso. Girls basketball, La Caparo Valley girls hosting Central Minnesota Christian. The Blue Jays are ranked number 6 in Class A. Dawson Boyd girls are on the road to Ortonville tonight. The Ortonville Trojans still looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-21. Canby hosting Renville County West. TMB, as I mentioned, will be here at Lakeview for the game later. And then a good one in KMS in Kirkhoven. McCray at KMS. And Minneota's hosting YME in girls basketball. Tomorrow, our next broadcast is tomorrow night. I'll be in Canby filling in for Dick Newman for Team United Wrestling. I haven't done a wrestling match in years. I'm looking forward to it with Danny Lee. And that's going to be a dual meet with state-ranked Canby, the Lancers. 7 o'clock, roughly around 7 o'clock. And they have a lot of activity in Canby tomorrow for wrestling. And then a date I always circle on my calendar, the first Saturday of February, is Section Dance. To see who will go to the state dance tournament next Friday and Saturday at Target Center. That's happening this Saturday in Montevideo. Good luck to all the teams. And, of course, La Caparo Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows will be following them, visiting with head coach Carly Wager on Saturday. And Dee Dee Schomer is my broadcast partner for that. And Dee Dee and I will have a pre-dance well, we're not going to dance, a pre-dance show, let's say, a pre-dance show starting at 11:30 Saturday morning. We'll visit with Coach Carly Wager at that time as well. So that's a big day in Montevideo on Saturday for section dance. They take the top three teams in jazz, top three teams in high kick. We'll go to state. As I mentioned, state dances next Friday and Saturday next week at Target Center. And that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Tune in tomorrow morning, 9:15, for Fashionista Fridays with Monica. I'll be at Monica's place tomorrow morning, broadcasting live from her store there on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Looking forward to that. And with that, we'll send it back to you at the studios for a few minutes. And when we come back, we'll have a second half between the Lakeview Lakers and La Caprile Valley Eagles. Right now, it's just a one-point lead for Lakeview, 33-32. We'll be back after this.
I'm with Monica Boffin here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I'm full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color, dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. 33-32, Lakeview leading La Caprile Valley as we're going to start the second half here. Paul Ramo here broadcasting courtside, right? I mean, just a few feet from head coach Joe Voorhees in the La Caprile Valley bench. I love it. Feel like I'm right in the game. Eagles in their white away jerseys. Let's see if they can pick up their second win of the season. I thought they played a great first half. Good hustle. All right, Eagles going to get possession to start the second half at midcourt, and here we go. Thomas Emmis throws it in for Kranz. Starting five, Emmis, Bierke, Kranz. And Thomas goes to the basket, and he couldn't finish it. Gets his own rebound and pulls it back out. Smith for three! Nolan Smith for three! And that puts the Eagles in front, 35-33. What a way to start the second half. Again, good hustle by Thomas Amos to keep that possession alive. Breifogel, top of the key. Got to watch him. Here's a long, high, arcing three by Tusberg, and it goes out of bounds. Hit the backboard and went over. What a way to start the second half. Nolan Smith dropping a three. 35-33, the Eagles lead. Akapal Valley with the ball. Tilbury. Oh, and Bierke fell down, and Tilbury threw the ball out of bounds. Grant was backing up, and I don't know if he tripped over his own feet or what happened. But a turnover there for the Eagles. And Lakeview with the ball. They don't go down to Breifogel on the left wing. Cram guarding him. Now they go down to the big guy down low, and he scores. He's fouled by Tilbury. That's Hempke again. 12 points for him. He's a lot to handle. Big kid. And then we're tied 35-35 as Cody Hempke, the 6'5" senior, at the free throw line to try to break this tie. And he missed it. Thanks. Rebounded by Smith.
You got it, Nolan.
Nolan brings it up over half court to Bierke. Bierke dribbles to the left side. Now to Tilbury, or Kranz, excuse me. To Thomas. Emmett looking for an opening. Bounces down to Kranz. Kranz down low, and a traveling call on Griffin underneath the Eagle basket. Got a good crowd on hand here tonight. It is a boy-girl doubleheader. Well, we're tied 35-35. Let's see if the Eagles can get a stop here. Breifogel. Now over to the right wing there to Tusberg. Eagle defense playing aggressive. Lakeview swinging the ball around the perimeter. Now they drive baseline. They go down in. No good. Ball's loose. Amos with the rebound. He's got Tilbury with him. And Thomas is going to hold it up in the corner. Thomas trying to get rid of the ball. Now does. Throws it into Tilbury at the free throw line. Tanner goes to the basket. Kisses off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Lakeview. And they're off and running with a tie ball game. 35-35. Taylor to Bigler. Here's Breifogel. Top of the key three. My goodness, that guy can't miss. Good three-point shooter, Breifogel. That's his fifth three-pointer in the ballgame. Kranz, baseline shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Breifogel comes away with it for Lakeview. They lead by three, 38-35. Lakeview's Taylor puts up a shot in the paint, no good. Smith with the board. Here come the Eagles, down by three. Nolan. Now to Tilbury. Tilbury with his pink shoes on. Goes to the basket. Stops his dribble. Step. Goes and scores. He's got some good moves down low. Tanner Tilbury, just a sophomore. He's 6'4". 38-37. 1-point lead. They go down low to Helpke, and he blocked. Oh, Tilbury with a monster block on Helpke. Wow, that was the best. That was a wow, Ottawa's play of the game there. Tilbury's block in the second half. Here's a three-pointer by Tilbury. Off the iron, no good. That would have put the Eagles in front. Breifogel explodes to the basket. Kisses it off the glass, no good. Bierke with the board. And here come the Eagles up to Griffin. Griffin on the right wing, drives baseline, double team, triple team. Somebody's got to be open. And Tilbury is, and he scores! Tilbury from Kranz. And the Eagles have retaken the lead, 39-38. Oh, nice give and go there to Helpke. Scores. My goodness. Helpke, it just muscles his way. He's such a big kid, muscular kid. And he's a senior, and he just muscles his way to the basket. Thomas Evans and Grant Bierke come out of the game. Paso and Vaughn in for La Caparo Valley as Coach Joel Voorhees right next to me here. At the free throw line is Helmke. They're trying to make it a three-point play here. Free throw's up and missed it and rebounded by Tasto.
Get up.
1-point lead for Lakeview. Smith kicks it to the right wing to Tasto. Tasto, now to Tilbury.
Go get it, Griff.
Tilbury. And Smith for three. Good! Nolan Smith hits the three. Smith, second three-pointer in the second half, and the Eagles take the lead again, 42-40. And oh, what a block by Bond in behind, and now a foul on Lakeview. Its momentum is all on the Eagles' side right now. I think that was Bond with the block. And the Eagles came out of there, and the foul was on Breifogel, I believe. It might be his second. Eagles lead by two, and they have the ball. 13:20 to play in the ball game. Smith at midcourt for La Caparo Valley. And Smith dumps it down low to Tilbury. Tilbury kicks it back out to Tasto. Tasto goes to the basket, and he's fouled. And number five, Gavin Tasto, sophomore. Tell you what, this Eagle team's a young team. You got Tasto at a sophomore. Tilbury's out there as a sophomore. Kranz is a ninth grader. Aaron Bond's a ninth grader. So you got two ninth graders, two sophomores out there right now. And Tasto missed his free throw. Score remains 42-40. 2-point lead for La Caparo Valley. Tasso will get the second free throw here, number five. Gavin's free throw on its way, and nothing but net. 4 points for Tasso, and it's a 3-point lead for La Caparo Valley. Lakeview with the possession. Sorbo over to number 10, Bartness. A little different lineup here now for Lakeview. And the ball tipped away. Oh, and got back. Here's a three-pointer by Lakeview. No good. Rebounded by La Caparo Valley. This is Griffin Kranz on the move. Goes to the baseline. Kicks it out. Smith for three, and he missed that one. Well, Nolan was two for two from three-point land there. He missed that one. That would have been huge. Would have put the Eagles up by six. Here's a three-pointer by Lakeview. That's no good. And Smith with another rebound. He loses the ball. Oh, it was knocked out of his hand by Breifogel. To go in the ball game. And Nolan will bring the ball up the floor for La Caparo Valley. They have a three-point lead, 43-40. Can they get their second win of the year? They're playing well. Tilbury goes to the basket. Underneath the basket, then he's fouled by number 42, Jackson Staub. Tilbury's a good basketball player for the Eagles. He's going to the line, try to extend his 2-point lead. Tilbury has 14 points. He had 10 in the first half. Free throws up and missed it. He'll get a second shot here. Tilbury. Second free throw here by Tanner. On its way. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Lakeview with the board. This is Ian Taylor with the ball. Taylor, crossover dribble.
Look at it.
Now to Breifogel. Back into the game for Lakeview. Lakeview down by three.
Help!
Drive baseline, and he missed the shot. Fighting for the rebound. They're still fighting. And Griffin Kranz comes away with it. A fast break. Kranz in the paint. Goes to the basket. Missed it off the glass. Rebounded there by Ian Taylor. We're going the other way for the Lakeview Lakers. Eagles lead 43-40. Down low to number 42. Staub, and he scores. 4 points for Staub. And now a reach-in foul by Lakeview's Ian Taylor on Bond, Aaron Bond. And number four will come in for Taylor now, Cusberg. Aaron Bond, a 5'9 freshman point guard, will get the ball, and they'll inbound it on the side court to get it in to Smith. Nolan's going right to the basket, lays it off the rim, no good, and we've got a whistle. Another foul on Lakeview, it sounds, looks like. Well, the Eagles are missing some easy baskets underneath here the last few trips down the floor. Caprow Valley leading 43-42. Bond inbounds it underneath the Eagle basket to Tilbury. Tilbury drives baseline, kicks it out, Tassel for three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by big number 42, Jackson Staub. Now Lakeview can take the lead with a basket here. Breifogel drives baseline, goes right to the basket and scores. 18 points for Breifogel. And the Lakers have retaken the lead, 44-43. Kranz goes to the basket. He's hit and fouled hard. He missed the basket. Boy, Griffin, when he took off on the baseline, there was nothing stopping him there. That was the third foul on Harkness. Here's Kranz's free throw, and that is good by Griffin. Eleven points for Kranz, and Griffin will try to make it 12 points with a second free throw here. That's on its way, and that is good. And the Eagles have retaken the lead. How many lead changes have we had here in the game? Eagles now lead 45-42. Text a friend, call a friend. We might go down to the last possession here in Lakeview tonight. Lakeview puts a shot up in the paint. No good. They get the rebound. And now it's stolen by Gavin Tassel. Tassel reached in and took the ball away from the Laker. Tassel with the ball at the free throw line. Tilbury outside the three-point arc. Top of the key. Swing at the Tassel for three. That's no good. Rebounded Smith. And Nolan goes to the basket and scores! Nolan Smith! What a move by Smith! And he's pumped up. Third foul on Breifogel. 47-44. Good effort there by Nolan Smith of the Eagles. And he'll go to the line and try to make a three-point play. Free throw's on its way, and it's a three-point play. Free throw's good. 9 points for Smith. Timeout on the floor with 10-10 to play in the game. We got a dandy, folks. The Eagles lead 48-44. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School, everyone. We got 10 minutes and 10 seconds left in the ball game, and the La Caprow Valley Eagles have a 48-44 lead on the Lakeview Lakers here in Lakeview tonight. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports Courtside. And the Lakeview Lakers will bring it up the floor. They're down by four. Here we go, folks. Might be a last possession defensively. Oh, they switched to a zone defense here now, the Eagles did. They did that in the first half, and it was pretty effective. Breifogel. Breifogel has 18 points, but he has three personal fouls. Kranz almost stole the ball on the baseline. Now they push it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. No good. That missed badly. Nolan Smith with another rebound. Here's Griffin Kranz. Kranz goes in the paint. Pops it out to Smith for three. No good. And it goes in the corner. And Breifogel picks it up. Oh, and he got a Laker down by himself, and he put the shot, and he missed it. And now Lake Lacapral Valley with the ball. They lead 48-44. It's 9:13 in the ball game. Well, a lot of basketball to be played yet, but the Eagles are playing well. Grant lost the ball. Turnover there. Cusberg picks it up for Lakeview. Lakers down by four. Gym kind of quiet right now. A lot of people in the gym here at Lakeview High School. Oh, and there's Breifel goes right baseline, and he scores. And Coach Joe Vorey's arguing with the referee right in front of me here. Here's Nolan Smith. Goes up, takes it in. What a second half for Nolan Smith. He didn't score the first half. He has 11 in the second half for Smith. And it's a 50-46 lead now for Lacapral Valley. That zone defense really giving the Lakers some trouble here. Now they go down low to Helmke. Helmke lost the ball. Smith picks it up and he's fouled. Nolan Smith playing a heck of a second half. That foul was on Breifogel, his fourth. And so Breifogel's got to come out of the game for Lakeview. Wow, that's huge. That is huge. Breifogel will have to sit on the bench here. Thomas Emmes is going to come in for Kranz. So the Eagles will have the ball with 8:07 to play. Actually, Smith will be at the free throw line. That was the first team foul. So the Eagles are 1-1 here, and they'll be at the line now. Smith. Free throw miss, no good, and it's picked up there by number 22, Lalleman. And the Lakers have the basketball down by four.
Thomas, don't get too far over. Thomas.
Eagles, or Lakeview, passing the ball around the perimeter. Eagles keeping up. Oh, Tasso knocks the ball away. Aaron Bond has it. Goes in for the layup. Missed it. Tasso with the rebound. Puts it up, and he missed the shot. Good. A good opportunity there for Lacapral Valley. They couldn't finish it. Good hustle, though. Lakers down low, and the ball tipped. Blocked by Tilbury. 50-46. Thomas Emmes brings the ball across midcourt. Here's a three-pointer by Tasso! It's good! Tasso for three! Lakeview's calling a timeout! The Eagles are pumped! They're fired up right now! 53-46, Lacapral Valley with 7:16 to play. We'll take a break and be back with more Eagle basketball from Lakeview High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you by the Lacapral Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more. There's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lacapral Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo back here at Lakeview High School. What a basketball game we got going on, folks. You wouldn't know that the Eagles have only won one game by watching them play right now. Lakeview has 7 wins on the season and 12 losses. Very well-played game, that's for sure. Lee scores for the Eagles right now. Kranz with 12. Smith with 11, all in the second half. Tilbury leads with 14. Eagles lead 53-46. Timeout's over by Lakeview. And they got the ball, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Tilbury.
You want to stay in one or two?
Five!
Lakeview will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it in to Helmke. Now driving, and they kick it out. The ball's loose, picked up by Tilbury. Tilbury goes down low, and it's tipped out of bounds by Tusker. 53-46. Lacapoal Valley leading, looking for their second win of the season. Can they hold on? Got a lot of time left. 6:55 to play in the ball game. Smith to Tilbury. Here's Tasto. Tasto. Now Emmis Thomas at the top of the key. Right wing Tasto for three, and that's too long. No good. Rebounded there by Lakeview. Remember, Breifogel has four personal fouls. He's back on the floor. Three-pointer put up by Lakeview, no good. Rebounded there by Aaron Bond. Tasto with the ball. The Bond, the ninth grader, over to Emmett. Inside the Tanner. Traveled. Tanner, another turnover there by the Eagles. They got to keep. And we got to turn the ball over. 53-46. Lacapoal Valley leading. Breifogel back on the floor. Breifogel got four personal fouls on him. He leads the Lakers in scoring. He's got the ball right now. Good defense by the Eagles, frustrating the Lakers. Now they're going to go to the basket. They lose the ball. Ball's loose. Picked up by the Eagles. Tasto. Tasto with the ball. Back to Emmis. Thomas. Inside to Tilbury. Tilbury, kind of a hook shot. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Eagles come up dry the last three or four times down the floor. But they still lead 53-46. Breifogel with the basketball. 5:25 to play. 5:25 to play. Cuthbert. Here's Taylor. Ian goes down low to Hemke, and he missed a shot. Missed an easy basket. Rebounded there by Tilbury. And the Eagles have the ball. Coach Joe Voorhees right in front of me here. Here's Thomas. Drops it down low. They kick it out. Thomas for three. Scores! Emmis for three. Big basket. Puts the Eagles up to 10. 56-46. Breifogel with a one-handed shot. No good. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Emmis with a big three-pointer. Tilbury over to Smith, Nolan to Bond. They go in on the ball. We got a foul. Lake Tilbury in the paint, stopping the clock with 4:29 to go. Griffin Kranz comes back into the game. 56-46, 10-point lead for Lacapoal Valley. Tilbury at the free throw line. It's an 11-point lead. 11-point lead for Lacapoal Valley. Tilbury's second free throw. Just make it a 12-point lead. Free throw's up, and it bounces in. Boy, that took forever there. 16 for Tilbury. Here we go. Got to play defense. 58-46. Lacapoal Valley leading the Lakeview Lakers. They go in the corner. Lakeview puts up a three. That's good. A deep three by number five, Bigler. That gives them six. And it's 58-49. That three-point shot changes everything. Eagles with the basketball. They throw a bad pass. Smith keeps it. Here's a three-pointer by Tasto off the rim. No good.
We got very little time.
And 58-49. Lacapoal Valley. We're under 4 minutes to play in the ball game, folks. Breifogel goes to the basket. Blocked by Tilbury. Goes out to Lakeview's number two. He puts up a three. Lawrence Nolan Smith with another rebound for the Eagles. 3:28 to go. Now maybe use that shot clock as much as they can. Eagles lead 58-49. Still be aggressive, though. Thomas Emmis to Nolan Smith. Emmis, top of the key, in the Tilbury, in the paint, kicks it out. Here's Cran. There's 9 seconds on the shotgun. Shot clock. 3-point shot by Cran. Oh, no, he missed it. Lakeview with the ball. 2:58 to play. Breifogel. Remember, Breifogel, the leading scorer, playing with 4 personal fouls. They go down low and they score, and a foul on Lacapalma. No, they're going to call a foul on number 32, Hilke. That was away from the basketball. Wow. Boy, the coaching staff for Lakeview not liking that call. I missed something there, but foul on Lakeview. All right, I'm watching the clock, folks. 2:45 to go. Can the Eagles pick up their second win of the season? Right now they lead 58-49. Griffin Kranz dribbling the ball on the baseline, foul. Coach Joe Voorhees working up a sweat here in front of me. Griffin will be at the free throw line. He's lived there. He's got 12 points and only 2 field goals. The rest are from the free throw line. And that free throw is good. 13 points. And he'll try to make it 14. If he makes this free throw, that's 10 free throws by Kranz. Free throws up, and I missed it. I jinxed him. Oh, it's rebounded by Nolan Smith. Emmis gets the ball at midcourt. Coach Voorhees saying, let's run some clock. 2:30 to play. Eagles lead by 10, 59-49. Now a foul on Breifogel, and I think he just fouled out of the game. They got Breifogel to fall out of the game. That's his 5th. He's going to end up with 20 points. And he fouled out. And Nolan Smith will go to the free throw line. Big free throws again for Nolan. Smith did not score in the first half. He has 11 here in the second half. He makes that one. 2 minutes, 27 seconds to play. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Second free throw, nothing but net for Nolan. 13 for Smith. 61-49, folks. 2:19 to play. Lakeview with the ball. They go down low, and Tilbury falls. Cusper. Lakeview Lakers without their best player on the floor now. Breifogel's on the bench. He fouled out. That's going to put number 4, Trevor Cusper, to the free throw line. And if you're Lakeview, that's what you want to do. Stop the clock and go to the line. Free throw's up and good. Cusper gets his 3rd point of the game. 61-50. He can cut it to 10. Free throw's on its way, and that's no good. Rebounded by Tilbury. Tanner. Oh, pass down to Thomas underneath the Eagle basket. They pull it back out. Here's Griffin at midcourt, and a foul on Lakeview Lakers on Griffin Kranz at midcourt. That foul was on Bartness. 2 minutes, 3 seconds. Can the Eagles do it? Can they hold on? 61-60. Lacapal Valley, Kranz, free throw is good. 14 for Kranz. That's 10 free throws. Next free throw, that's no good. Rebounded by Kranz. Griffin grabs the rebound. Eagles keep possession. Shot clock at 15. Here's Kranz, goes down on the baseline. Kicks it into Tilbury. Tilbury shot partially blocked by Bartlett or Cuthbert. And Lakeview throws it all the way down to the basket. Easy basket for Bartness. And Lakeview calls a quick timeout with 1:42 to play, folks. It's a 10-point lead for Lacapal Valley. We'll take a break and be right back with more basketball. Don't go away. It's going to be a great finish.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Wow, what a basketball game. Eagles coming in this game, just one win, 1-19. If they can hang on here, they'll pick up their second win. They're playing outstanding. And they lead right now by 10 points, 62-52. And with a minute 42 to play, 62-52, Lock of Paul Valley. And the Eagles have the ball, basketball. They inbound it. They have to go the full length of the court. Lakefield will try to foul. Emmis across midcourt. Thomas is fouled. Stopping the clock with a minute 35 to play. I've done a few Lock of Paul games this year. This is by far the best they've played. They're being aggressive. They're not turning the ball over very much. Thomas, Emmis, at the free throw line. And he missed it. Still a 10-point lead for Lock of Paul Valley. Thomas. Emmis, the junior. Second free throw by Emmis. It's on its way. And that one's good for Thomas. He's got 9 points. Got a couple Eagles in double figures. Well, here we go, folks. Turn your radio up. Minute 28 to go. Lakeview goes down low to Helmke, and he scores. And it's an 8-point lead with a minute 19 to go. Kranz up the mid-floor, almost lost it, gets it back to Tilbury. A minute 10, the clock is running. Emmis with the basketball in the corner, and then Emmis is pushed by number 4, Husberg. 63-54, Lock of Paul Valley leading. And Emmis is back at the free throw line. Emmis' free throw is good. 10 points. We got 4 Eagles in double figures. Emmis, Kranz, Nolan Smith, and Tilbury. Thomas, second free throw. On its way, nothing but net for the juniors. Thomas, Emmis. And it's 65-54, 11-point lead for Lock of Paul Valley. And, oh, what a play there by Ian Taylor. He goes in and scores uncontested there. A basket for Lakeview, 65-56, 48 seconds to play. 49 seconds to play. And Thomas is going back to the free throw line. Clock is stopped with 49.4 on the clock. Emmis at the line again. And the free throw's up and rattles in and out. No good.
Hey, we got fouls for you.
Thomas will get a second free throw here. 65-56. Second free throw coming here by Emmis. And that one is no good. Rebound by Helmke. Well, the Lakers still alive here. They got 44 seconds to work with. They're down. Shot put up, rattled in and out. Helmke with the rebound. No, we're going to have a jump ball. Griffin Kranz tied the ball up with the big guy, Helmke. Who are they going to give the ball to? Lakeview underneath their own basket.
Look at everything.
39 seconds to play. They lob it in to Helmke. Lakeview put a long three. No good. And picked up by Tilbury. Tanner with the basketball. Now the Castro, and he's fouled at midcourt, stopping the clock with 28 seconds to play in the ball game, folks. The Eagles, I think, are going to pick up their second win of the season. Castro at the free throw line. Free throw's on its way. No good. Castro, second free throw. on its way. And that's 8 points for Castle. And Coach Silvoris wants a full timeout with 28 seconds to play. Eagles lead 66-56. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Paul Ramo back here at Lakeview High School, everyone. Paul, and we're going to have a great finish here. The Eagles lead by 10 with 28 seconds to play, 66-56. And Lakeview will get the ball. They got to bring it the full length of the court. They're down by 10 with 28 ticks left. Lakeview inbounds it. They got to get some shots up quick here. And they go right to the basket. They throw it up. No good. Tipped out to Thomas Emmis with the rebound. 17 seconds to play. And Thomas Emmis is going to go back to the free throw line. Lakeview comes into the game. 7 wins and 12 losses. The Eagles just 1 win. And Emmis back at the line. Got 11. Or he got 8. And the free throw is good by Thomas. 12 points for Emmis. Second free throw by Thomas. On its way. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Smith with the rebound. He tackled. An intentional foul there. Yonke's going to get his fifth foul. And that's going to be it. A fifth foul for big number 32. Healthy, he's out. And with 16 seconds to play, Nolan Smith at the free throw line.
Jump in on the second one.
Eagles can smell victory right now. Nolan, free throw is good. 14 for Nolan. 14 for Kranz. 12 for Emmis. Second free throw, no good. And, oh, look at Kranz get the rebound. Eagles keep possession, and Griffin's going to the free throw line. What an effort there by the ninth grader, Griffin Kranz. 11 seconds to play. And Griffin will be back at the line. And the free throw's up and good. 15 for Kranz. He can make it 16. Most of his points from the free throw line. And he does. Great free throw shooting there by the ninth grader. And Lakeview bringing the ball up to 4. 9 seconds to go. 70-56. Free throws up. Eagles get the ball. And they're going to win. Lock the ball, Valley. There's the clock, the buzzer. And the Eagles win it. 70-56 over the Lakeview Lakers, their second win of the season. And there's a lot of smiles on these Eagles players, that's for sure. Great job there by Lacapau Valley tonight here at Lakeview High School. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll celebrate with the Eagles in the Neon Needles postgame show. We'll be right back.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all, quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. What a basketball game. Black Parle Valley wins it 70-56 over the Lakeview Lakers. The Eagles pick up their second win of the season. fantastic team win, that's for sure. So through the scoring for the Lakeview Lakers, they were led by Braylon Breifogel. He fouled out of the game with about 3 minutes to go. He ended up with 20 points. Tusberg with 3, Bigler with 6. Helmke fouled out. He had 16. Taylor with 5. Barkness with 2. Staub with 4. For La Caparo Valley, we got some great, it's just a great team win. Grant Bierke with 4 points. Gavin Tasso off the bench with 8. Had 4 players in double figures. Tanner Philbear, let's start with Thomas Emmis. He had 12 points. He had 12 points in the game. Fort Nolan Smith. Nolan didn't score in the first half. He had 14 in the second half for Smith. He started out the second half. Here's Griffin Kranz. We're going to talk with Griffin right away. Griffin, congratulations. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear Griffin there, Phil? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Boy, that was an amazing win for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, we got to get you a different headset here. Something's wrong. Just hang on. Phil, can you hear Griffin talk there?
Yeah, I can hear him. But...
You can hear him? Okay. All right, good. Yeah. I got you for 16 points, Griffin. You only 12 of those 16 came from the free throw line. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a lot of free throws.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of free throws.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I think you only missed 2 free throws.
Yeah, right at the end.
Was it a fun game?
It was really fun.
I said at the end, it's a team victory. You had 4 players in double figures.
Yeah, that's a... Our other victory this year, I think we had 5 guys in double digits. Really fun when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a young team too, isn't it?
Yeah, we're pretty young. I think we only start 1 game.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about the game. Was it physical there for a while?
Yeah, I mean, they starting all of us in the first half, and every time you tried to shot, there was one on your jersey. So it was really hard to get open.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked physical, that's for sure. Well, your free throw shooting was amazing. Unofficially, I got you. You only missed twice,
yeah.
And I had you for 12 points from the free throw line.
Yep.
That was great.
Paul?
So what's this do? Yeah.
Yeah, that mic is a little weak. A little
okay.
Weak.
All right, we'll try this then. All right, let's try this one. There we go. All right. Got a little technical difficulty. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Sorry. All right. Yeah, you got 4 players. Talk about your other teammates that played well.
Yeah, I mean, Tibbs played really good. He dominated the post all game, which we were expecting him to do coming into the game.
Tibbs, that's Tilbury?
Tanner Tilbury, yeah.
Okay. That's your nickname for him, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, he had 16. You had 16. 12 of 16 from the line.
Yeah, that was really good.
How about Nolan Smith? Nolan didn't even score in the first half.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, Monday against Wabasso, he had all of his points in the first half and ended up not scoring in the second half either, just like this game.
Well, we got to change that, though.
Yeah, we do.
And then, Tasso off the bench with 12. How about Thomas?
Yeah, he made a lot of big free throws at the end of the game.
Yep. Well, I got you as you're the Neon Needles Subway player of the game. There's
Thank
a Subway
you.
Coupon. You want a medium or small?
Medium.
Okay. Why don't you hold this, and then we'll talk with head coach Joe Voorhees. Where's my... Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, Griffin. Congratulations. Let's take a picture here quick. And then we'll talk with coach Joe Voorhees. All right. Ready? Let's pull it down so you can see Eagles. Ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Good job, Griffin. All right, Joel, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Paul. That was a fun win.
It was a blast, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wow, I tell you. Yeah, I said this at the end a number of times. Team win.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit.
They bought into everyone touching the ball. No one guy trying to do everything on their own, but it was awesome the intensity that they played with. Even the first half when we trailed by 1, we knew that we could attack certain things in the second half, and they did an exemplary job of that. It was just an awesome win.
You switched in the zone defense a couple in first half and second half. Talk about that. That affected Lakeview a little
bit.
Yep.
We wanted to see if they could get in to anything in the post, and we kind of denied that.
Yep.
And we had guys in the shooter spot, so, yeah, they were a little flustered with that 1-3-1.
We just talked to Griffin about his free throw shooting. He only missed twice. He had 12 points from the line. He ended up with 16. Amazing.
Yep. He responded well. In practice, he's the one taking free throws serious. He's always putting the extra work in, and it's paying off.
Talk about your other players tonight. Tanner had a good first half with 10.
Tanner was our workhorse, and we told him in the game, that's who we want you to attack. He's too big. We thought he was quicker than both of them, and even if he gets a double team, see if you can kick. You did your job of drawing the second defender, and he did a great job tonight.
Nolan Smith, he's done this before. He didn't score in the first half, but he did all the scoring of 14 points in the second.
Responded.
He's done that before?
Yes, he has. Yep.
What do you account for that with?
Well, I say that's true grit. A senior that has experienced it a little bit now, that, you know, our last couple games are dwindling down, and he wants to make an impact.
Yeah. Passed off the bench. I thought he played really well defensively, too.
I agree. He was the lead man of our 1-3-1. He was kind of why they didn't get into any of those three. And active hands, and had a nice shooting game as well.
Yep. And Thomas Amos, I was going to give him player of the game just for his hustle.
Yep.
That guy hustled.
Yep.
One time at midcourt, he was laying on the basketball on his back was arching. That was a hustle play.
Yep. He won to get on the floor. He is one that goes all out in our drills and, you know, tries to make everybody around him better.
We give a wow Ottawa play of the game. And I wrote this down quick. Tilbury blocked Helpke on the end down. They're just beautiful.
Yep.
Block, huh?
Yeah, that was the play of the game.
Okay, good.
I'll say that was because he demands a lot of space in there. He creates a lot of space, and, you know, Tanner stood his ground and had a huge block. Aaron Bond had a huge block in there, too, for a guard his size.
Right. Oh, yeah, Bond, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about Aaron. He played well, too, didn't he?
Aaron's responding well for a freshman. We always knew his IQ was very high up in basketball.
Basketball IQ,
yep.
Yeah.
He's going to grow years to come, and he's just going to get better and better and better and better.
We've been talking offense a lot here, but, man, your defense.
Yep.
I mean, Lakeview was averaging just about 60 points a game. You held him to 56. Talk about your defense as a team.
Defense today was hard-nosed. In that 1-3-1, we knew we had to get out on shooters, and our bottom of that 1-3-1, Thomas responded well. He abandoned post, and our weak side took its spot, and it was very disruptive.
Yep. All right. Fun win.
Great win. Yeah. Great win going into tomorrow against Ortonville. So,
okay.
A great bit of confidence for these guys. And they earn it. They earn it.
Well, they've been playing. They don't quit. They play hard for
yep.
you every game, even though the record win-loss ain't what you want it to be.
Right.
They go out every night, and they give it 100%.
Okay. Yep.
All right, I'm going to go let you celebrate with your team. You're going to celebrate when you win.
Yep,
right?
That's right, Paul.
Yeah, the JV boys play now. Though,
they're
right?
going, yep.
In
they're the about to
jet.
Start.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for having me, Paul.
Good luck against Ortonville at home tomorrow night?
No, Ortonville away.
Away, okay.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you on the coaches show Saturday
morning. Sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Joe Voorhees. Eagles pick up the win tonight. 70-56 over the Lakeview Lakers. And our wow Ottawa play of the game was Tilbury's block on Helpke there in the second half. And we thank Brent Mosling for sponsoring the wow Ottawa play of the game, wow Ottawa there in Dawson. Our next broadcast will come tomorrow night. I'll be in Canby. I'm filling in for Dick Newman. I'm going to do a wrestling match. I haven't done a wrestling match in years with Danny Lee. It should be fun. Good dual meet, Canby and Team United, on Friday. And then we got section dance on Saturday. I'll be in Montevideo all day Saturday, starting at 11:30. We'll be on the air. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Lacrosse Valley Boys. pick up a win tonight. 70-56 over Lakeview. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete.